next topic is pretty close to home for me. I've had glasses or contacts since I was about 8 years old. So I was pretty young when I started to have issues with my vision. And now it seems that more and more people are having problems with their vision as they get older. And I realize that's not a particularly big surprise. You see that happen regularly. It's not a shock. The numbers, though, the frequency is what really stuck out to me. A recent study by, the Wisconsin Optometric, the association that organizes the optometrists here in Wisconsin, put it that way, recently discovered about three-quarters of Americans over the age of 55 years or older, having problems in some way, shape, or form with their vision. Here to explain exactly what's going on and what you can do to hopefully avoid it is Dr. Chap Leffingwell. Good morning, Dr. Leffingwell.
Hey, good morning.
So like I was saying there, a couple people have pointed out recently to me through various sources that it seems like more Americans are having issues with their vision as they get older. In fact, 3 out of 4 Americans age 55 or older have reported experiencing problems with their vision. What do you attribute that to? Is that just a natural aging thing?
Yes, it is. Very often as we get older, things like cataracts, glaucoma, other issues certainly can affect us as to how we see things. It's important that, you know, your eyes are checked routinely by an eye doctor.
So just getting those regular checkups, the main way that we can combat those eye issues?
Yes. A lot of times we don't know their symptoms of certain things, so yeah, you want to just make sure you have your eyes checked, looking for things, just making sure preventatively that there isn't any problem.
As we become more and more dependent on technology, do you see that playing a role in how people's eyes change as they get older?
Yes. Very often now tablets and smartphones are used, so people have to be able to focus their eyes and see clearly up close to be functional. As we age, a lot of times the good things with these devices is that a lot of times we can increase size of the letters, the text of a basically a tablet or a smartphone can be increased to make it a little easier for people as well. So there's advantages to the technology too.
Speaking this morning with Dr. Chap Leffingwell, an optometrist, giving a little bit of insight into what people are doing and maybe not doing to their eyes as they get a little bit older. Dr. Leffingwell, do you feel that people are forgetting a lot about those regular eye exams, maybe if nothing seems wrong, just foregoing it for a year?
Yeah, I think that is true. I also think that, you know, as our eyes age and our focusing gets worse because we use these devices so often, people often do have symptoms, headaches, eye strain, difficulty focusing on their computers, things like that, that tends to drive them into the eye doctor for examinations.
Have you seen more people maybe have a little bit more confidence with how the medical professionals can help them with eye issues? For so long, it seemed like growing up, if something was happening to your eyes, there was just nothing you could do about it. But today we've got LASIK surgery, we've got all these things. Are people more open to trying things with their eyes?
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. Technology has improved so much. The eye exams we do now have such detail and such equipment that can really diagnose problems earlier, and we have better lens products than ever to help people see better treatment realms such as, you know, LASIK, different eye surgeries, eye drops. There's so many things we can do to improve or correct problems.
Speaking this morning with Dr. Chap Leffingwell, an optometrist, a couple eye-related issues coming up this morning. When it comes to those eye exams, what should people mainly be looking for if they're concerned maybe about their eyes as they're going in?
Well, obviously you want to have go to a professional that, you know, is a licensed doctor for an eye exam. And you're going to have testing done, looking at everything from, you know, your peripheral vision to how you read up close, how you read at distance. I'm a firm believer in having pupils dilated to look inside the eye to make sure, again, there's no eye disease starting. It's something that when you go to the eye doctor, oftentimes you leave seeing worse because of the drops and all the lights that are used. But at the same time, then you know you're getting a good exam.
He is Dr. Chap Leffingwell joining us this morning for a quick discussion on a couple issues related to eye health as we all get a little bit older. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Leffingwell.
You're welcome.